This is Regal Recommends. Ashley Franklin previewing this week's films at the Regal Cinema. The film I, Tonya has been scheduled at just the right time in the wake of Alison Janney's supporting actress Oscar, following, it ought to be said, her BAFTA and Golden Globe. Margot Robbie was also nominated for Best Actress as the titular character in one of these unbelievable but true stories turned into a darkly comic picture as we follow the spiraling ice skating career of Tonya Harding, though fame turned into infamy through her association with an ill-conceived attack on Tonya's skating rival Nancy Kerrigan. I, Tonya is a no-holds-barred biopic of a coarse-talking woman from the wrong side of the tracks, competing in a sport that likes its champions to be princesses on ice. Here, with her career on the rise, Tonya skates back onto the ice to confront one of the judges after receiving lower scores than she expected after competing.
4.8.
Shot here because I'm up at 5 every morning working my ass off. Does someone want to just tell me to my face you're never going to give me the scores I deserve?
This is how it's done. Some of these girls have paid their dues.
I outskated them today.
We also judge on presentation.
Well, you know what? If you can come up with $5,000 for a costume for me, then I won't have to make one. Till then, just stay out of my face.
Maybe you're just not as good as you think. Maybe you should pick another sport.
I, Tonya is an irreverent and piercing portrayal of Harding's career, and although a comedy, it goes to some dark places, showing the physical abuse she suffered at the hands of her husband and the verbal abuse she endured from her mother, played brilliantly by Alison Janney. Expect to both revel in and wince at her acid tongue and monstrous behaviour in a film that has been described as Goodfellas on Ice. I, Tonya, on All This Week. This Sunday, as part of the Regal's 5th birthday celebrations, there is a special screening of a British film classic, Brief Encounter. Like Celia Johnson and Trevor Howard, you can enjoy your tea and cake as they did, as the Regal foyer will be transformed into a 1940s railway station. No doubt Rachmaninoff's 2nd piano concerto will be playing in the background. One of the key elements of a hugely romantic British picture where Celia Johnson's repressed suburban housewife is tossed into an acquaintance with Trevor Howard's kindly doctor. A casual friendship develops into something more emotional. This was quite a small, intimate film for David Lean to have directed, but it's arguably his most memorable. Beautifully filmed, it comes over like a romantic film noir, and very real, unsentimental, and deeply moving. Brief Encounter, this Sunday at the Regal at 2:45. This week's satellite screening, this Wednesday night at 7, is the Royal Shakespeare Theatre Company production of Macbeth, a very contemporary take on the Bard's dark psychological thriller starring Christopher Eccleston and Niamh Cusack. Well, the Evening Standard applauds an earthy, urgent, and wonderfully sinister Macbeth. So sinister, says the reviewer from the stage, that this is one for horror film fans, as it's haunting, creepy, and eerie, adding that Christopher Eccleston and Niamh Cusack make a gripping central couple. Specifically, Eccleston is an engaging, restless, and commanding Macbeth, while Cusack's Lady Macbeth crackles with pain and frustration. The RSC production of Macbeth, on screen this Wednesday at 7. Well, the other films you can see at the Regal this week are all back by public demand. The Post, The Mercy, and Early Man. This has been Regal Recommends.